A group of southern Idaho farmers filed a class action antitrust complaint in March against some of the biggest seed and fertilizer companies in the world. As Rachel Cohen reports, this case follows other lawsuits filed by agriculture producers.
The farmers are all from the Rupert area. They grow crops like sugar beets, potatoes, alfalfa, and corn. And they say the companies, which include Bayer and Syngenta, conspire to inflate the cost of crop inputs. Those include seeds and fertilizers. Peter Karstensen is a retired law professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison who focuses on antitrust law. He says the complaint centers around the company's price transparency and marketing practices,
which deny farmers, according to the complaints, access to accurate price information and the opportunity to get the inputs that they're looking for, the seeds, the herbicides, etc., at the best possible price.
Farmers in the Midwest also recently filed similar cases about crop inputs, and they follow a similar pattern of antitrust action in other agricultural sectors, like the meatpacking industry. Austin Ferrick, an agricultural antitrust researcher at Yale, says increased consolidation is driving the trend.
There's a concentration crisis in the American food system, both on the input and output side.
Two companies named in the complaint told the Associated Press the allegations are not true. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.